Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And today we have a lot to cover.
And we're together. And in person.
We're together. We're in the office. We're going to start doing these
together
every week in the office. I think we're just doing clips for now, but let us know, guys, if you want us to do maybe the one day, the full show.
That'd be fun.
On YouTube, if you are someone who prefers watching their podcast instead of listening, we can help you do that.
We can be the vehicle for that. Yeah. Because also we launched our YouTube channel for you up yesterday on your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. We have the YouTube channel up for you up, which you guys should subscribe to if you haven't already. And we've said this on the episode that's coming out on Wednesday, but if we hit 30,000 subscribers, Jared promises to wear the Marilyn Monroe dress and come out of a cake and and sing to one lucky you up listener.
Question, 30,000 followers by when?
Subscribers, by when?
Just
like
when it happens.
Like when it happens.
You didn't give yourself
You gotta give me a deadline for this.
I don't think you know how hyping works.
Oh, okay. By the end of the year.
Okay.
I think is fair.
So Christmas.
Yes. He'll dress as Marilyn Monroe and do a Christmas
and sing
situation.
Happy Christmas.
Well, there are more than 30,000.
Merry Christmas.
Harry Christmas.
Maybe he'll do Santa Baby.
Yes, that's what he should do.
Happy birthday to you.
That's what he left me a voice note for my birthday and said that. And that's it sounded almost like the Marilyn Monroe Happy Birthday, Mr. President thing, which is where we came up with the idea.
Okay, so 30,000 subscribers, and there are more than 30,000 listeners of the U Up podcast. So if everyone contributes, just pitches in and tries to help a little bit, we will have Jared coming out of a cake by New Year's, or maybe
sooner.
Maybe
it's up to you guys. It's up to you, the listeners. So go subscribe to the YouTube channel, betches.co/YouTube. And you can subscribe to the Betches channel while you're there, because it's a channel within the Betches universe.
Exactly. We are clearly very familiar with our YouTube.
Okay, we have a lot of things to discuss today, namely
the Queen.
First, the Queen. Okay, let's talk about the Queen, but I don't even need to finish my sentence what the namely thing is. So the Queen. What's going on with the Queen?
Sammy, you're a royal correspondent. She's like Schrodinger's Queen. She's like, right now as we're recording, like no one's really sure. There have been rumors that she has already passed.
Like the cat?
Yeah, the cat, right.
All the children are coming in.
So this morning in America, but maybe later in the day there, it was reported that that the Queen's under medical supervision, but I think that's kind of a euphemism for like
hospice.
At the end, hospice. Yeah, because what hasn't
Whatever
she been under medical
supervision? Version of hospices.
Right. She's like 99 or well, something.
96.
She's 96. But I think that might be implying hospice. And then all of her kids were being rushed to Balmoral to be by her side. Except Meghan stayed back. A later report came out that Meghan stayed back. She is not going to be
interesting.
Rushing to the side. She's staying in London. Kate may also be staying back because the kids have to get out of school and whatever. But the reason we're not sure if she's dead or alive is because there's usually a whole process after she does actually pass away where they have to inform all the different leaders. They have to tell all different world leaders, tell everyone in the country that's in the government. So they have to do a bunch of stuff. So there's going to be a bunch, some time between when she actually dies and
everyone would
Is
tell
there a smoke
you.
Signal?
And they tell you.
They tell the public.
No, not that. Not for that one.
Do you think there will be a succession fight, like House of Dragon?
No, they know who it is. It's Charles.
Maybe someone comes out of the war. Maybe Meghan puts her claim in.
Maybe
they would be like, they would literally just be like, fuck you, bitch.
I can kind of see Meghan being
even
like,
get to the bedside. She can't even she cannot even get
you
to
listen to my podcast.
She's not even in line to be next to the Queen's bed when she says
she's
goodbye.
Not,
she's
no.
like she is nowhere near.
If there's anyone, it's Prince William.
But he would never.
But he's not skipping down.
They're gonna give it to Charles.
No, it's not. There's no question.
He's already gone.
Well, what they do? So when the Queen dies, I think that they the minute they someone on the they contact each other and they go, London Bridge is down. And then they all, I think, turn to Charles and they bow like, God save the king.
Oh my God.
And then they do the funeral. It's going to be a whole big deal. I mean,
Charles is probably feeling super anxious.
He's so excited. Oh.
I feel like it's like the day before starting a new job.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm sad because it's your mom. Insane.
But. Yeah. But he's also like 70 starting a new job.
We knew something was up because there was some news that like for the first time ever, like the prime minister or whatever accepted her.
Yeah, so they just got a new prime minister, and usually the prime minister goes to the queen in London and like meets her before then giving a speech to the country.
The king's speech.
No, she gives this. The prime minister gives a speech.
Prime minister's speech.
The prime minister's speech. But so this time, the prime minister flew to Balmoral to do that, which was like, that would never happen.
It did happen.
Right, but it would never happen unless it was like dire.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and the queen sucks it up. You know, the queen, you know, she sucks it up. She also like reappointed a bunch of like new ministers, like new positions yesterday that were to go into effect today. So I don't know how frequently that kind of thing happens, but it happened. And by the time this airs,
who knows, might have more news.
She might come back to life.
Yeah, maybe she's got another round in her.
Round of what?
You know,
life. King Charles doesn't really have the same ring to it.
There have been a million King Charles.
I don't feel like he has kingly vibes.
King Charles, Cocker Spaniel.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be a big day for the King Charles Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of merch.
What's wild though is that Camilla. To me, that's crazy that Camilla is going to be the queen consort.
That's
weird.
And
also, William and Kate are going to become the prince and princess of Wales, which is what Diana's title used to be.
Wow.
Got it. Okay.
You're like, that's exciting.
Cool.
I thought she was already prince. What is their last name? Windsor?
Are they duchess?
She is a duchess now. She's going to become the princess.
Oh, she's not even a princess yet.
No, she's a duchess.
Oh my God. How cool would it be to be a fucking princess?
I am the princess.
Princess of Genovia.
All girls are.
Even if they dress in rags, even if they aren't pretty or smart.
Okay, wait, that's from Little Princess.
A Little Princess. Oh, I am a princess.
That is a really good movie.
It is a really good movie. Very like dark, but also horrible.
Deeply frightening.
Deeply.
I was convinced my dad was going to die in war. There was no war at the time.
It was just Rosalind. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Lux bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. Let's talk about movies.
Movies. Okay. What movie?
Just Don't Worry, Darling. Should we talk about it? There's a lot going on. A lot of people don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of people like don't know the backstory because it just became like really intense at the Venice Film Festival.
I guess someone should give the whole synopsis of the saga. But also, I mean, just aside from that, I feel like I haven't seen this much press for any movie ever.
The funniest thing is I was talking to our friend slash previous client who was in the film industry, and she was like, we were talking about it, and she was like, I wonder how much press they're going to do for this movie. And I'm like, they haven't done any press yet? She's like, no, all the press happens after the film festival. I'm like, oh my God.
They don't need to do that anymore.
What press are they going to do? But then today, the Vanity Fair article came out with Olivia. That was like, it was a really good article. And so, no, I think they're going to do more press. And then also Harry Styles was just like doing a concert and he addressed like Spitgate. Okay, so
I feel like this movie is not going to be that good.
Well, it already has mixed reviews. I feel like it's Harry's fault, to be honest. I haven't even seen it. But like, there's no way he was good.
Do we want to do an explanation?
Yeah, let's do the explanation.
Okay, okay. I'll do the explanation. Okay. I have
go back
because Aileen did the ads.
Go back.
Okay, back. Olivia Wilde, after Booksmart, she's going to be directing this movie. And don't worry, darling.
She came to At Betches to do an interview. We interviewed Olivia Wilde for Booksmart, and she was great.
She was very nice.
She was the nicest.
Search that episode if you're curious. So, yeah, she was very lovely. So she had a really good directorial debut. This is her second movie. It was supposed to be sort of like a dark thriller, like a psychological thriller that was kind of like a little bit taking place in like the 50s and sort of be like a pseudo satire on
marriage
and, you know, feminism in the 50s. Okay. So Florence Pugh
kind
is
of
cast.
Stepper-wise.
And she is directing, producing and acting in it. All three.
Yeah. Exactly. So the original cast was, the original leads was Florence Pugh and then her husband, who's like not technically a lead character, but obviously like the
lead man
male was going to be Shia LaBeouf. So
is that how you say it?
Sorry, you're right.
Is Shia. It LaBeouf?
LaBeouf.
I guess it's Aileen, I feel like you used to have a crush on him.
We don't have to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that anymore.
That was an expired crush and it lasted for like 3 days and it was when he was like on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. You never know when your crush comes back in style, if I've learned anything this week.
Or so
I didn't
have a crush on him in the last 10 years. Let's just clarify.
Okay. Good, because he, yeah.
Great. Maybe like 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't associate that with your crush anymore.
Thank you. Sorry. But you're not.
I still think about it.
I associate your crush with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Well, okay. Stronger.
Okay.
Andy
anyway.
Samberg. Sorry.
Yeah, that one too. Anyway. So she, that those that's right. The cast of the movie. Apparently there were some pretty like immediate issues around between Shia and Florence. Shia. I don't know why I keep doing that. Between Shia and
Florence.
And Florence.
Flo.
And it was originally, it seems, possibly because there wasn't enough rehearsal time. So Shia was like pissed about that. But on the other hand, Flo was like, I don't feel comfortable around him. There had been all these accusations that he had like physically abused his girlfriend. And I think she just genuinely didn't feel very
comfortable. I didn't even know that.
Oh, really bad accusations.
Yeah.
Really bad. Like bad.
Physical abuse.
Yeah. Her name is what?
Twigs.
Twigs.
They have a child, right?
I don't know, but
I don't think so. Do they?
I'm not sure, but it's not really.
No, no child. Okay.
That's someone else who has a child.
Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, you know who has a child? I don't know why I associate this one with Aileen's crush too. Michael Cera.
I don't have a crush on Michael Cera.
He kind of is.
He has a child.
Amy Schumer outed that child.
There's some reason I thought she outed Shia LaBeouf for having a child.
So Shia, no child.
There's no.
He does have a child. But not with Twigs.
Okay, got it.
Okay, this is all besides
all the men with that similar vibe of nerdiness. I feel like are all blurring in my head.
I find no overlap between Shia and Michael Cera.
I do strong.
Maybe
you're like the same person.
Yeah.
What?
Not really, but like
no
a little
way.
Bit. Okay, if you had to categorize all the actors in Hollywood, they would 100%.
They would
the
compete
same
for the same parts. Yeah. I would say.
Then why is it Michael Cera in place of Harry Styles?
Because he's like a
because
funny...
he's not dating Olivia Wilde.
Also, this is all like
this is all before. This was all like 2 years ago. This is pre-pandemic, during pandemic.
And you also don't actually know what happened.
No, like, we don't know what happened, but we've now heard sides of the story. So, okay. He gets replaced by Harry Styles. We're going to come back to the question over why he was replaced because it's not actually the most important thing. The important thing is that Harry Styles took his place. And ultimately what happened is that he and Olivia, I guess, sort of like started having like a relationship.
On the set?
Well, right. On the set.
I thought it was before.
No,
that's why she cast
it was
him.
Not. No. It was not. It was not before.
After.
It was after
I didn't know that
on
timeline.
The set. But so That's like 2 months into filming. She
and right after Jason and her just separated.
Before. No, no,
well,
right that, before so they separated.
Well, there the timeline is in question.
There's like, yeah, the timeline's in question. So, but months wise, it's like the end of 2020 and they announced their split. That was 2 months after Harry was hired. But Olivia's saying, oh, we've been over for a long time. We've been over for several months.
That makes sense.
And it wasn't because of Harry that this happened. But
she calls it horse shit in the Variety article.
So that happens. They film the movie that like ends. Then in between the end of the filming and now, which is the Venice Film Festival, the premiere, there's a bunch of press about the movie, part of it because Olivia Wilde is dating Harry Styles, and that's obviously very interesting to people. There are two things that come up within that year.
Right.
The first is that Olivia Wilde gives an interview where she talks about how she fired Shia LaBeouf because there's like a no assholes policy on set, and he was like not, you know.
His method was making Florence uncomfortable, and she had to protect Florence is what she said.
Yes. Right.
So what it appears happened, and the Vanity Fair article that just came out today that interviewed Olivia Wilde seemed to indicate that like Shia had to made Olivia choose between him and Florence Pugh, and she chose Florence Pugh, but she had to kind of like butter him up and let him like save his ego by saying he quit. So after that happened, he then releases this video where Olivia
and texts
and text message between him but, and between him Florence. And
yeah, which basically sort of undermine what Olivia had told the press that she got rid of him and fired him.
He says he
quit. It seems that what
and then she asked him to come back,
and the video shows
right, that. And the video shows that. But he didn't. There's no timestamp on the video, so the regular public who's seeing this makes it seem like she lied about getting rid of him and that she was actually like begging him to stay and that she would like kind of shaded Florence Pugh in it by saying like Miss Flo will have a wake up call with this. It turns out Olivia had sent that before they had actually parted ways.
A source with knowledge of the situation tells VF, okay, Vanity Fair, the truth is a couple shades of gray. The actor was indeed unhappy with the limited amount of rehearsal time that Pugh had available, and Pugh in turn was uncomfortable with his intensity. LaBeouf is said to have given Wilde an ultimatum. She had to choose between him and the co-star. Wilde chose Pugh. The tricky and quintessentially Hollywood part of it is that to spare LaBeouf's ego, she seemed to have allowed him to believe that he was quitting. But despite the expressions of kindness in LaBeouf's email to Wilde, he wrote this like intense email and it was like very, like, I don't mean to make this public, but I have to because you're bringing my character into the public, blah, blah, blah.
By saying that she fired him.
That she fired him and she made him out to be this like bad guy. Anyway, among other things, his response was wounding. Among other things, he released a video that Wilde sent him apparently before Pugh registered her discomfort with the actor, in which she encourages him to stay on the film and utters a phrase that could not have endeared her with the true star of the movie. Quote, I think this might be a bit of a wake-up call for Miss Flo. She also goes, Shia, Shia, Shia. It just, like,
Shia,
the
Shia, Shia.
Right. Like,
but,
just like the but way the,
but
she
it
does
says
it.
That
is,
she,
I don't understand.
It says that she sent that, she sent him that video before she fired him.
The other, so there's just like a lot going on. The other thing that happens also is that CinemaCon, she goes to CinemaCon to promote this movie. And this is like an industry event. Like to get in is really, really difficult. And then on stage, she gets served custody papers from Jason Sudeikis. And right before she had a hug from Helen Mirren, apparently, according to the Vanity Fair article. But like that also doesn't like look good. Like the optics of that does not look good.
It just made it seem it wasn't as amicable of a separation as they had kind of implied.
Right.
But then in the Vanity Fair article, she shades him and she's like, well, he knew where I would be. He really went out of his way to embarrass me. I would have kept this secret from our kids, but
now the kids know.
Now the
how
kids
it
know because
and,
he did
but
this.
He says
and she's like, that's why I'm out of this relationship.
Well, he says he didn't know that's when the lawyers were going to do it.
What I don't understand though is why did she even bring up the Shia LaBeouf thing?
I think she was asked about it.
She was asked.
Because it was a big deal.
Wouldn't she come up with a more just like neutral answer?
Here's why I think she didn't. Because at the same time, around the same time, allegations of him being like abusive were coming out. So it probably.
But this doesn't have to do with that. though.
I know, but she probably wanted to be like, we don't have any, her point was like, I don't have any tolerance for people who are abusive on my set.
But that's not why she got rid of him.
I know, but it's like her thing is like, no, we have a no assholes policy. So I think she was trying to be right. Like,
but clearly she was like, I mean, she was starting with him in that way. I can not, again, not to say that he's like,
starting with him as a,
I mean, clearly that was going to, he was not going to just not say anything after she said that. I would imagine. She says, we have a no assholes policy and I fired him to protect Florence Pugh.
I mean, if he's in, I see why she thought he wouldn't say anything, because he's kind of like not in a great position where his mm-hmm. credibility is like, people would be like, yeah, good for her. She fired the abuser. I think that's probably what she thought how people would react.
I don't know. Right. To me, I'm surprised that she didn't just say something a little bit more neutral about the fact that it just didn't work
She's
out.
She's very much not neutral. Way she speaks is like very unneutral.
It's very direct. Yeah. And like, she will not respond with no comment to things.
And she won't respond with a bullshit answer either.
She also will put a positive spin on it. She puts a positive spin on everything.
She'll definitely spin things to look good for her, but she's not going to like hide around. She doesn't hide from actually saying substantial things that actually have like a meaning behind them. But let's now fast forward to Venice because so those things happened in the promotion. So there was a lot of tension around the movie in general.
Right.
And then leading up to the premiere, people noticed that Florence Pugh was not commenting at all about the movie, which is very out of character.
Well, there was another thing too, right? Where Olivia Wilde was in that same, she was also talking about this. I read this like a few months ago about the sex scenes and how she thought that they were so revolutionary or feminist or like just great.
Because they show female pleasure.
Yeah. Right. But she was basically like just saying
that that's what the movie was about.
She was real, like that was her favorite part, like excited about it. And then Florence Pugh said, I don't know if she said something or something came out where she was like annoyed about that because she didn't want it to be about the sex scene. That's not like why she came on board.
She did say something like that. She said like, I would think, she said that sort of recently as the drama was like coming to a head right before the premiere. She said something like, this movie was like so many amazing people and I would hate that it was reduced to just
two stars having sex.
Yeah.
It's like Harry Styles going down on her.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she said.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, it makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
But get to Venice and everyone, it just seems like the most dysfunctional family wedding you could ever experience.
The first thing I saw was like the sit
pictures
down
of them.
The first, it was the sit down of them. Like, that's what I discovered. And I'm like, oh my God, when they were sitting down in the theater, and I'm like, and it was just really awkward. When it came to light, things were awkward. And then it was just like more and more
videos
of them there. And you notice Harry and Olivia show up not together.
Are they together in
real? We don't know.
Not unclear.
They were dating publicly for a bit.
Although he won't claim her he said he's never, there was an interview where he said like he's never publicly been open about a relationship even
okay, but
now.
There are all these videos of her like dancing on the sidelines of his, in all of his concerts. Like she's like just,
or like holding hands.
Interpretive dancing.
Yeah, going to
like
weddings
together.
I've
seen like paparazzi pictures of
them
holding hands.
Okay, but like she's also supporting his It's not like, oh, we're just, you know, on yachts together. We're like, she goes to his concerts and they're like supportive dating.
She's
and
living in London.
To do this movie, she's living in London.
But there was apparently an issue that Jason Sudeikis, and this might have been the custody battle, was not happy that she wanted to move the kids to London for the 2023 school year.
That was one of those
things. And that was one of the issues.
So anyway, so the awkwardness. So they come together. Also, Harry is apparently ignoring her completely.
Yeah, he won't look at her.
She's trying to, giving him bids for attention.
Trying to make it look.
People keep compiling these photos where she is staring at him and he's just like ignoring her. She's trying to make eye contact with her.
Okay. Not awkward, and he is making it awkward. Like, she's.
So they must have broken up.
Well, we don't know. There's a lot of speculation. I got a lot of theories sent to me about what's happened, but that's not the only thing that. So. Then, and all the cast photos, there is a buffer, aka Chris Pine, who stands between her, Olivia, and Florence. He's between them. And then there's Gemma, who stands between her.
Who's Gemma?
Chan. In the movie.
Okay.
She's in the movie. She's great.
And Nick Kroll.
Yeah. And Nick Kroll's in the end, who I had no idea was in this movie. So people were like, is that fucking Nick Kroll?
I think he's married to Olivia Wilde in the movie.
I think so too.
Suppose. What's
Chris
Pine's role?
I don't remember. We shouldn't even know this because the movie hasn't come out.
Right. What is this movie even about?
They go work in this
Revolutionary
like,
Road.
It's kind of Revolutionary Road. It's kind of
meets Stepford Wives.
Yeah. They go work in this like
I want to see it.
Oh, same. This fictitious like industry town and it's like Stepfordy. Yeah. And Florence Pugh thinks she's going crazy, but everyone makes her think she's going crazy. And
I like want to see this.
Like Stepford Wives.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, sounds very
good. Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so then they're awkward, they're being really uncomfortable, and then there's this one scene where you see them coming, they're sitting down, and Olivia's at the end, she's first, then Chris Pine, and then you see Harry coming down the thing, and he's coming down the aisle, and they're like looking at him, but like they're both kind of awkward, Chris and Olivia, and then Harry's acting all smug. Would you agree? Like his face is all smug, he's like looking around, will not make eye contact with her, and What looks like a spit happens because Chris Pine is clapping and then he stops in the middle. I'm sure everybody has seen this, right? He stops and then he's like,
I couldn't all right. see spit the in spit, any yeah, of it,
The
but
spit
whatever.
Thing to me is like the least interesting thing. I don't think that happened. I don't think that that's like an interesting thing.
But what? Okay, I know just because they say it doesn't happen doesn't mean it didn't happen.
I just don't see if they were
going to. There was no spit. Yeah,
to me, that's
spit.
Clearly like something that,
okay,
that the public has created.
Of spit.
Maybe if he did, it was probably an accident the way you spit accidentally when you're.
No. The whole thing, like, this is what I was trying to examine. Like, what is it about that interaction? Did he say something that Chris just like stops and like.
No, I think Chris realized
and
that
he's
he
like,
was sitting
the
between
fuck
them.
Is this?
I think he realized, like, oh shit, I'm sitting between them now. Like, that's what I think he was.
There is something weird.
That's what I think. It was like, it's like if
he's like, I can't believe this shit is happening. Right. I get that.
Like, if your ex-boyfriend walked in here, I'd be like, I was sitting between you two, I'd be like, holy shit.
I don't think he would spit on him. I just don't really see that as being a realistic thing.
The only thing that I could really see happening is that Harry mumbled something under his breath to maybe Olivia. But I don't know why he would risk that with all the people around.
I don't think any of that happened.
There was an exchange.
No,
of bodily fluids or words.
I don't know if there was an exchange, but either way, I agree this is the least
interesting part. It's a deflection.
Because there was like a 7-minute standing ovation. And again, Florence and Olivia would not look at each other.
Right. Harry just a standing ovation for every movie.
But it's like, how long is the ovation? This is a film festival.
And they're is every movie get an ovation?
I think
that's standing.
I think they were ovating Florence's performance.
Yeah, and she could not look like she wanted to get out of there fast enough.
She was it longer than Brendan Fraser's?
No. His was way longer.
His was a longer ovation.
His was like double this.
I thought his was 6 minutes and Flo's was 7.
6 minutes?
I thought his was
14 minutes. 14
minutes?
Who's standing there clapping for 14 minutes?
Who's counting?
The clock.
14
but who says,
14
okay, films. Start.
No, but like, do you know how long 14 minutes is that everyone would be standing and clapping?
Yes. Yeah, there's a Jezebel article that someone who I think her name's Caddy Ruth, she used to write for Betches. She wrote, like, she made her Jezebel colleagues stand for 14 minutes and clap to see how long it would be.
It's exhausting.
Does it happen
like,
in every movie?
I think in the like,
not 14
everyone should
minutes.
Bring hand cream if you're attending.
Should we just start it right now? Let's just do an in like a break.
Even 1 minute minutes. Is too, like, I think an ovation should be capped at 30 seconds.
Well, then how do you differentiate a really good performance?
The person who's not in a movie.
How do you differentiate a good performance from like just the plane landing
then? How? I mean, then you have to up the ante for every single performance.
Well, it must be that good then because you really, you're not going to stand if you don't think
a 3-hour standing ovation.
Why don't we see? Why don't we see? Wait, but another important thing that happened was that there was a press conference right before the premiere. Yeah. And Florence Pugh couldn't come because she had, quote, scheduling issues.
She was filming Dune,
but in terms of getting there, like, for that press conference and the premiere. So they say she has scheduling issues. And then her stylist posts an Instagram story of her arriving at her hotel in Venice where she's, like, walking with while holding an Aperol spritz. At the same time, everyone is at
the
premiere.
In the purple outfit.
In the purple outfit, yeah. But I thought that was, like, great. I'm going to do that after this.
The entire press conference is a comedy because Chris Pine becomes just, like, a meme. He's just like sitting there.
I didn't realize he did that with his hair.
Chris Pine has come out as like this character, as like hilarious character who like cannot stand anyone around.
You know, Chris Pine just got a smartphone. Like he was using a flip phone.
Okay, that explains
like
the
recently.
Hair.
I just want to go through the
Chris
things
Pine
that we know.
And James Marsden. I think speaking of actors that all have the same vibe.
Okay, they like look
I don't
nothing
see that
alike.
At all.
Yes.
Nothing.
See that
yes.
At all.
No.
Very similar.
No, different similar. James Marsden has like black hair.
He's more like Rupert
Chris,
Everett.
But that's not Chris Pine's real hair color, blonde.
Like it might be. You think he dyes it?
I think his hair's brown.
No.
But either way, he doesn't seem Chris? Like James no. Marsden. You didn't see that. She definitely saw the guy. She knows who Chris Pine is by now, right?
He looks like Brad Pitt with long hair.
A little,
but
yeah.
I feel like his hair is dyed. It's not that blonde.
Regardless.
It's not. Nobody's talking about this.
Weddings are all about the bride and groom. But we all know they're a chance to look your best, too. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best-dressed guest with Indochino. Order your custom suits now and be ready for wedding season. Design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, and more. Get a bespoke look without the premium price tag. Suits starting at $499 and fitted shirts at just $89. You can get a tailored fit from home by setting up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Or opt for a premium in-person experience. Book an appointment at a showroom near you and let an Indochino style guide walk you through every step. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BETCHES to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BETCHES.
Okay, but there's lots of things going on behind the scenes. Like, what is going on?
Are they
Are they broken up?
That's my biggest question.
Why who cares if they're broken up? But like, also we care. Why was this so awkward? Why couldn't they just like not be awkward? You know what I mean?
Like, it seems like everyone is mad at everyone besides Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll kissed Harry Styles. Harry Styles is walking around being a pompous asshole, I think. I didn't like that.
The interview was ridiculous.
Olivia Wilde put on a fucking movie. She produced it. She directed it. She acted in it. She has to do all of the fucking promo for it. And like with all the drama, short, there is a lot of shit that maybe she had to do to like, you know, with all the actors aren't innocent here. They're not like rational people. They're artists that
they're
are
not rational
sure,
actors.
Right.
No one is innocent.
Exactly.
In the entire,
except
her
maybe
included.
Chris Pine. I think that
maybe.
Okay, but things that we do know. Olivia Wilde said that Chris Pine came on the movie as a favor to her because they're friends. But then we also see a picture of Florence in her outfit for the premiere, and Chris Pine is doing that like, you know, you're doing amazing, sweetie, photo shoot thing. So, like, is he friends with? But what's,
yeah, he's
but
here's
the another
middle.
Another
he
part
be
of
awkward.
It that we didn't mention is that Florence Pugh also said that there was rumors that she was uncomfortable with the fact that Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles were hooking up.
Yes,
and that's the reason for like some of the tension.
And then there was a rumor. There's a rumor that there were scenes that she had to direct herself because she was completely distracted. But in this Vanity Fair article, she's asked about that and she says, it's completely laughable that I would have any time to be distracted with anything. But putting this,
you can be
whatever.
Very busy and yet distracted.
But she's like in the movie.
No, I know, but that doesn't mean she could. I believe that if the having a, I see that that could have been uncomfortable for Florence Pugh, whether or not she was like
whether or not that's
totally
true also. You may not know that's true. That could just be like a rumor. You don't
think she, but here's the thing. You don't think she was distracted. You don't think Olivia Wilde was distracted by separating from her fiance of like 7 to 9 years and then fucking Harry Styles. You don't think that was a distracting thing for her?
Sounds kind of
distracting. While she was doing the movie?
I mean, I'm sure it was distracting, but I think that if I were Livia and I was putting on this movie, I would put that aside in order to put on this like insane movie. That
I don't know.
Especially if you wanted to put it aside, why would you start sleeping with the lead actor?
Harry Styles.
Yes.
Right. It's not just like the lead actor.
Why is he in this movie? Like, that's the most annoying part of everything to me. That Harry is like, among these serious actors, Florence Pugh is like a really good actor. Like, why is Harry fucking Styles?
She probably felt that way too.
Did you see the rumors?
Yeah.
Well, did you see the rumors? Like, why are we putting Harry?
Olivia also says that that is not true.
Okay, fair. So I won't repeat it, but apparently he was paid more. But I understand him being paid more, but not the amount more that he was allegedly paid.
He also has more star power to an extent than her. And I think that's part of how how they pay the actors. It's not just who's the best actor. It's who's going to draw people to the movie. Who's going to buy a ticket or pay to watch the movie because this person's in it. So I get that the payment is not necessarily about the
acting.
But
he's not a lead. He's not even a lead act. He would be nominated for supporting actor. Like, he's not even the lead role.
Something wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. What I'm saying is, okay, the rumor was that he was paid $2.5 million and she was paid $700,000, which is quite
low, just in general, for her to accept for a movie.
Right, it seems really low that she wasn't even...
I'm surprised she agreed to getting paid that.
It's like an independent...
much.
Well, the
movie.
Thing,
I don't, again, this is alleged. I don't know alleged, if these are, alleged. These are just what I've seen.
Allegedly paid that much.
Either way, that wouldn't be Olivia
Wilde's
fault.
At the end of the day, Harry Styles will bring his fans to like,
no, they
want to
boycott
The fans
now,
the band,
now, having,
no,
probably.
They've been like mad about this the whole time because, what?
Are they going to see my policeman?
they don't want to see it because they are anti-Olivia.
I think anyone who's a Harry Styles fan wants to see him having sex with someone. So I think that they will they will find a way to see the movie.
I'm talking about like the
if you're a deranged Harry Styles fan.
Okay, right. Well, maybe.
They're going to come after you.
Yeah, you're next.
I don't know. It just seems, I'm like annoyed. I'm just annoyed that Harry Styles is in this movie. Like, also, I saw a bunch of TikToks of like the promos, like the IRL promos for it. It's like, there's all these posters in there. It's Harry Styles concert tickets. And it just seems like if this is like a real artful movie, like it just makes it cheap.
Right. They shouldn't have cast him. I agree.
I'll be honest. I've not been on top of Harry Styles like pop culturally. But now my main goal is to find out, is Harry Styles a huge asshole?
Well, okay, so I have a lot of theories.
That's my main investigation that I'm doing now.
I have a lot of theories, quote unquote theories, aka people thinking what happened,
None of these are verified, but let's hear the theories.
No. This is theories of what people think. And I'm not going to read like the stupid ones. no offense, people. I still like you. Okay. A lot of people said that actually Olivia and Chris Pine are hooking up Harry found out. That is, I don't think that.
But apparently Florence Pugh is friendly with Jason Sudeikis. And so maybe she was like, right. Maybe that's
another
like that
part of it.
Also, Florence and Zach Braff did just announce their 3-year split. Just
she was dating Zach Braff?
Yeah, for 3 years.
I didn't even know that.
All through the pandemic, didn't you see all of her videos cooking? Oh, he chopped tomato. Okay, so, Harry hates Chris Pine because he stuck up for Miss Flo and not Olivia, so cue spit.
No.
Harry and Liv are ignoring each other because she doesn't want attention on the relationship.
No,
that she's not like, ignoring him, though.
Right, I know.
It's embarrassing for her.
It's embarrassing. This is also another reason why Harry Styles is bothering me. And she wants it to be about the movie. No, right? Okay, they're definitely broken up. A lot of people are saying it's actually been a PR relationship from the start.
I could understand that because as I went to investigate their relationship, all the hot moments where they were together, like that wedding where
they're like stage
they were
pop.
Seen together, they're all like, they're all background photos, which is what celebrities call when they want someone to come photograph them somewhere. And it really, here's the thing. If it was, it did a lot for him. It makes him seem like just this like hot guy who's like must be so interesting if he could.
He tried to be Pete Davidson.
Pull this. He did.
And this isn't his only movie coming out. But there's My Policeman.
What about when he was... Okay, we need to talk about him at the press conference.
Oh my God,
the
yes.
The thing about the movie is that so it feels like a movie.
You know, my favorite thing about the movie is like it feels like a movie. It feels like a real, like, you know, go to the theater film movie.
Did he not get a prep for this?
No, apparently he's... So I started, again, into my dive into Harry Styles. One of the things I learned is that he is horrible at doing press interviews. Like when he was in One Direction, he would be horrible at it.
Okay.
And he would say dumb shit like that.
He was the dumbest.
He's pretty dumb. That's possible. He could be a very talented musician and also be kind of stupid.
That's probably why it was like good for his reputation that he like...
Right. Olivia Wilde definitely seems very smart.
Sophisticated director.
Yes.
But see, like that theory then like conflicts with the theory that she was all over and distracted by her boyfriend.
Maybe she like, okay, here's the thing. Maybe she was really into it and he was doing it for PR.
No,
and
I don't
it was,
like that one-sided thing about what he's just not that into. That's
no,
not
I
what,
think also, no, I think he could have been like, I'll go along with this. I'll sort of go along with it.
She's probably really like, here's a great rebound. Yeah. I'm just looking to have sex.
I wonder if they would have publicly announced their separation though, if it weren't. That is one thing I do wonder, because although they were like Olivia and Jason, because even though they were quote unquote broken up or like their relationship had deteriorated, they had not announced a split until she started like being involved with Harry.
Guys, my Apple Watch says that the Queen is dead.
No. Oh my God.
In real time?
Queen Elizabeth II, longest ruling British monarch, has died at 96.
Queen.
No.
I mean, she has been the queen. She was the queen for so long. I really think
she had a very good run. She's the longest reigning monarch.
Not only that, but I feel like if it hadn't been her being who she was, I actually think the monarchy might have been gone after Diana. I really feel that she, like, is what kept it going.
Died.
I know.
That's crazy.
Poor Liz.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah
like a real,
like real At Betches podcast.
Like King Charles.
King Charles Daniel.
King Charles. Okay, just back.
So they must have been doing for the past few hours while we were doing this recording. They must have been alerting all the important press people.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like she had been dead since this morning. That's when I first started hearing it.
Whatever. Or like maybe a couple days ago, and like that's why they do the appointments right before.
No, she had to sign those, I think.
Well, this one goes out to Queen Elizabeth.
I forged my mom's test. Legend. My mom's signature on my tests.
Goes out to the legend.
Legend, yes. Yes.
You're not even from our country.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Shall I read some more theories? He proposed and she said, we'll talk about this later.
Put a break there, Sean.
It's better than the letter that I wrote when I was bartending for my boss.
What did it say?
I have it.
Such and such.
Someone died. Tell Lenny?
Yeah. No, tell Lenny someone dead.
No. It's like, tell Lenny his father. Lenny called asking for her, George, saying his father died. And I was like,
Mice and Men?
Whose father's died?
Yeah, I'm sure it's George.
Wait, George and Lenny.
Is that by the picture?
No, that's what it was. That's what it was. And I was like,
exactly. I'm like Lenny who's dead.
Who's dead?
It said something was
definitely yeah. says like Lenny.
No, you did.
Did.
His yes. dad died, and I go, "Who's dad?" Like, it's not clear. Is it Lenny or George?
That's a weird message to leave on a machine, or not leave with a bartender.
I can only imagine me like, "Are you sure you want me to write this?"
I wrote the message.
Yeah, you did.
And my shift was over.
Okay, one theory. He proposed and she said, we'll talk about this later, and everyone is confused.
No.
No way.
0% chance.
Chris Pine definitely told Harry he wasn't a real actor. I definitely could see that happening.
Maybe, but not during the spit, just in general, maybe.
Maybe. Somebody goes, I don't know, but this feels like I'm watching Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo IRL.
I don't get that vibe.
Because of like, you know, all the like contrived press.
Maybe.
The contrived stuff. Somebody says, I've been saying this all year, Harry is not the star we think he is, JT, but in 2024, I'm like you said, Harry's actually an asshole.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to keep researching. I'll let you know.
So a lot of not happy things with Harry. Hate it. The way he ignores the boss just to pretend to kiss boys on the red carpet. He's tired, in my opinion.
No, I think it has to do with their relationship, not with her being his boss. Like, I think they broke up.
But it is disrespectful. Like, she is the director. She
What's
made
disrespectful?
This fucking
not
movie.
Making eye contact?
Ignoring her.
It
completely.
Is pretty fucked up for actors to ignore their director she at a would, premiere. You would always fake that.
In a way that you
anyone
notice,
would fake that.
Right.
It's really, I mean, everybody's looking at it because they're together. So you want to see the interactions.
But his refusal to look at her or acknowledge her in any way is just weird.
Tense.
It's weird. It's kind of weird that he can't even fake it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one was like, I think they're still together, but overcompensating due to all the rumors of being unprofessional.
But she was
and maybe
not
they're just really bad.
Right.
They would have, you would have a discussion.
He was just
they
being
were,
awkward.
Here's the thing. I think there's no way they are together because if they were together, they would have a conversation about how they wanted to be right, when they right. were coming out. And they clearly
didn't. Or take like one photo together.
Or even just like look at it, like not again, it's the fact yeah. that he would not look at her in a single yeah. video.
Clearly they're, so weird. Clearly they're not together to me. That would be very
if
shocking
if they were together. I'd still understand like the positioning of where people are sitting or taking photos because you don't, because then
you'd
everything is going to be about them and not the movie. I would understand
now it is,
that.
Though. But now but, it is in the bad way.
But because but also, he was awkward and Chris Pine actually, while we're saying he is like very funny, he did add to the drama. Like, if he wasn't so expressive or lacked expression.
He's an actor.
No, but so act. Like, don't be awkward. You know, he was just being, like, he put his sunglasses on. It was all very, like, degaff. You know what I mean? Like, he was just acting like, I'm so fucking over this whole thing.
I get that from him.
But I get it. But I also was like, if you didn't act that way, then people wouldn't feel suspicious right. that something is off.
No, it was awkward. Even Chris Pine, if anything, took the tension down because he made it funny.
Yeah.
He made it funny. It would have just been awkward and fucking just so bizarre and tense if you didn't have the Chris Pine of it all to add into the mix of.
Right. It was just the two of them or something.
I don't know. Because if there's a reaction, people judge the whole interaction. If there's just one person just kind of being like a certain way and then like there's a neutral reaction, then there's more room for interpretation.
But no one was neutral except for like Gemma Chan.
Right, Gemma Chan, nobody's talking about, that's what I mean. She was extremely
neutral.
She's
also the least famous of all those people.
And she's also not a big, she's not a big role. I think she right. plays Harry's, no, I think she plays Chris Pine's husband. I think she plays Chris Pine's husband.
Oh, she plays Chris Pine.
Wife.
And the last theory is the spit was staged, pre-planned to downplay the fake beef between everyone.
I think the spit is entirely speculation.
Fake. I think
and
it
not
was
real.
Made up.
Guys, there was something happened.
I think here's
I think
the
he
thing.
Realized he was sitting between his director and his co-star who had just broken up, and it was incredibly yeah. awkward, and everyone on the internet's talking uh-huh. about it, and he's aware of that.
I think the moral of the story is don't hook up with someone at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it makes things weird and it takes attention away from what you're here for, which is to make this movie or do whatever your
That's
work
what
situation
I agree.
Is.
Wants
yeah.
I think this isn't the end of it. I think there's going to be more press because they still have to do 3 weeks more of press, as I've been told. And
Florence won't do it. She's going
Florence
to film.
Florence won't do press, which
seems like Florence is a very busy schedule because the beginning of the issue with, right the issue that was that Shia supposedly had was that she couldn't rehearse.
She's
and then now she that does drive with
she's
her
very hot
current state
a,
of not being around for things. Like maybe she really is
busy.
Really busy.
She is, but she chose not to go to the press conference. Right. She chose for her
Everybody
makeup
else was
artists.
There.
Her yeah. makeup artists were wearing shirts that said Miss Flo on them, like custom made shirts. Like she's not.
She
maybe
was.
They ordered
they
them themselves.
okay. Like she took pictures of it. She posted it of them wearing it. It's very clear. They all have something that they're trying to like get out of this for their own images. I do believe that Florence Pugh is very busy because she is like probably one of the hottest actresses like happening
hot,
right
hot,
now.
Hot.
I do also know she is like
as Mugatu would say.
I really am excited to see Florence's performance in this movie though. Like maybe she might get an Oscar for it.
I feel like I can't see her getting an Oscar because
I don't think this movie will be nominated for anything.
No, but movies can get nominated.
She might get nominated.
People might get, actors can get nominated even if a movie is not so great.
That's true. They just usually don't win in that case. I guess we'll see.
They might not. She might not win. Right, but
I'm rooting for Brendan Fraser.
So Brendan Fraser.
He's not competing against her.
Different category.
Different category. That was the cutest standing ovation. He was part of it, and then they like pulled him, the whole video is they pulled him out and he was just like oh no, I don't want to, and then he was like standing there, and then like Darren Aronofsky goes and like stands like and starts clapping at him to his face, and then Nancy Pelosi and like Nicole Kidman, and
he's very likable,
he then he just becomes overwhelmed with emotion and he like bows, and it was really just like the most innocent, precious moment I've ever seen in my life.
And I read his interview that Sammy sent us.
I didn't read that.
2018.
It was 2018. I didn't realize that.
It was an interview with him from 2018 after like he came out as like one of the only men to be Me Too'd, I guess.
Oh, I didn't realize that was that old.
He seems so lovely in
He just seems very sweet.
He does. Yes. He seems like he's just a sweet,
humble,
nice guy.
He doesn't have an office with his wife in his home running a podcast empire.
From their thrones. He seems like a real, normal, down-to-earth guy who just happens to be really...
He's my crush.
You knew.
What's your favorite Brendan Fraser movie?
I fell in love with him after watching School Ties.
Okay.
Which is about a Jewish football player. Baze might as well be a fantasy movie.
Hey, Rusty's a Jewish football player.
Basically, he's like a poor Jewish football player, and he gets a scholarship to this super waspy boarding school where Matt Damon is like the coolest kid there. And they're both on the football team, and Matt Damon kind of takes him under his wing, and he gets like the really pretty girl, and he's like he's like this new star of this the boarding school. And then they find out, somehow someone leaks it that he's Jewish, and then like everyone turns on him.
Oh my God.
And it's like this whole, and the whole thing is everyone wants to get into Harvard. And so that's like that's also like another like kind of subplot.
This is not the movie with Robin Williams, is it?
No. That's Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
No, that's Dead Poets Society. This is School Ties. And I was just like, and he is kind of, even in that movie, which I think is one of his earlier movies, he's like, just like a sweet, and he's like, definitely, he was cuter back in the day, sure.
He's cute now, he's old.
He was just like a sweet, sensitive football.
He just looks like an appropriately aged man.
Which is rare.
Yeah, he's the
Hollywood.
He's recruited as the quarterback for the boarding school, which is probably the least realistic thing. Sam, you would like it.
I'm surprised I haven't seen
Ivy League, Ben Affleck. Jewish persecution.
Ben Affleck makes a little cameo in it.
Ben Affleck's in it.
Yeah.
I loved Bedazzled.
I'm glad we don't have to speak. I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
We don't have to speak about the Affleck.
The scene when he's like the sweet version and he's crying and over the dolphins.
Yeah, again, every role you kind of feel like is him.
George of the Jungle.
Yeah. Well, he says in that article that basically he does feel like he is kind of the character that he recurringly plays, which is sort of like fish out of water, like a little naive, not fully understanding what he's getting into, and then like placed in a bigger role.
Well, I'm really excited to see this.
He definitely gets
from the past.
The whale.
Same exact kind of vibe.
The whale looks so sad, and someone ruined the ending for me on Twitter.
Oh, ugh, don't tell me.
I won't.
Someone ruined the ending for you?
Is it out?
They didn't mean to ruin the ending, but they made a point about the movie, which...
How have they seen the movie? I thought it's not out until December.
I think it's because it's a play. So, you know.
Oh. And the girl from Stranger Things is in it. So, it's win-win.
Oh, I love her.
I don't know her name. What's her name?
Sadie.
Oh, Sadie Sink.
Oh, yeah.
I just love her.
Oh, I love her. She's from the All Too Well video.
Yeah, yes. She's from Stranger Things.
Oh, right. That's
Stranger Things is her bigger, both big
I just
roles.
Know her from the All Too Well. The All Too Well video is actually nominated, I think, for an Oscar.
It's very good.
Oh, wow.
It made me cry.
Really?
It's very good.
And then I listened to the All Too Well song, 10-minute version, for about a month.
Such a good version.
Tired
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
I think we should quickly talk about Lea Michele.
Yes, all over my feed.
Yes, before we go.
I need to go see this.
I want to see it too. Maybe we should see it.
Group I want to see it so badly.
If you guys funny are going, girl. I'll go.
Well, okay,
I want to see, but what if there's only, okay, well, what we should go.
So tickets? Her first performance was last night. She got four standing ovations. I don't know how
long
was each
no,
one. I don't
know how many long. Before even the end, she got like three in the before the first intermission.
So funny.
Jordana's like, I stand for no one.
I saw it.
Only the queen.
I see, I saw some really funny TikTok trolling her. I forgot who did it, but it was like her like standing for the ovations. Doing poses for the ovations.
I'm sure. The funny thing is, in our outline, it says Lea Michele's first performance.
A source who works backstage says that Lea was so nice, she makes Julie Andrews look like a bitch. And this follows all the allegations that Lea is hard to work with and said microaggressions to Glee cast members. I have to say, though, regarding that comment, you would go, you know, this is getting so much press that it's everyone is going
to
be watching.
You're going to try to
be as
nice as
possible. Nice as humanly possible. I'd be bringing like pastries for the whole cast. I would be going out of my way to be the nicest I've ever been in my entire life. I don't think that's necessarily a character reflection.
Also, apparently there was like one line in the show, Funny Girl, where she says she's like, she can't read or something. And because it's Lea Michele as delivering that for the character.
But why? I don't get it. She
it
can't.
Was like a joke about in the that the character's line is.
But why is that funny? I didn't
because
understand
Lea,
that tweet.
Because there's rumors about how Lea Michele can't read. And she refuses
what?
To.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is like a long-standing thing.
Oh, that was like
thing
a mean
Lea,
thing that was very
that
disproved.
Still going.
It's still going. It's going
Girl
every
can't
day.
Read?
You can't be an actor if you can't read. You have to read scripts.
That's what her reasoning was. But actually, you could read scripts. You could just memorize them audially. But that was her reasoning. She was like, I've read many, many. She's like, I do many, many
lines. She can't read at all?
That's what people say. It's just,
I think she can
no
read.
No way she can't read.
Well, why not?
Like,
we could do a test, but okay, she hasn't submitted
regardless,
to one.
Regardless, her voice is so good. And
yeah,
I
she doesn't
desperately,
need to read.
That's not what I was saying.
She can just sing.
I wasn't going to say that I really want to see it.
Okay, well, we can.
Maybe she'll like, she, maybe she sings it. Everything she reads. Like
it makes
a
me,
stop sign. Like,
yeah,
stop.
It makes me feel like Beanie Feldstein.
She did not start that rumor. The rumor way preceded
no,
Beanie Feldstein.
I wasn't going to say that either. Okay. It makes me feel like she's deserving of the role versus, you know, who Beanie Feldstein can't sing as well as Lea Michele. And Lea Michele
people
is...
People funded it who are her family members.
Beanie?
Beanie's.
Right. So, but Lea Michele is like a Broadway. She was in like Spring Awakening and like...
No, Lea Michele's genuinely a really good
she
singer.
She was
she's
in
questionable.
Les Mis as a child. Like her first act, she was like on Broadway as a child.
I really
questions
want to see
whether
it.
Lea Michele is cut out to be
four
a
standing
Broadway
ovations.
Star.
Wow.
Yeah, we should just
she's
start
just
doing
in the top
standing
reading
ovations.
Group.
Like you know,
I don't
like
to get up.
No,
we know.
How about like, a sitting ovation?
You know, like
can
when they're like, let's say you go to Sweetgreen and they're making your salad and you just start clapping like for 15 minutes.
The worst, I
you
actually
get, like,
feel
arrested.
The worst is when everyone is getting up and then you have to get up because otherwise...
During what?
You really don't. Like, because no during one like can... a wedding, the bride's coming down. You're like,
not clapping.
I guess I'm getting up.
The bride can't see you though because everyone's blocking you. So you don't really have to, but like, you know, you do feel the pressure.
If they catch it on video, you're not going to... And she didn't get up.
During a Broadway show when everybody is getting up, you're just like, are you guys getting up? Like, should I get up? Like, I don't know. Should I get up?
If I see other
feel
people.
That way at Temple.
that is how it works.
You're like, I don't really want to get up.
You give standing ovations at Temple.
No, you have to, like, certain prayers you're supposed to get. You're supposed to stand up.
Rabbi, I can't do it.
You have to clap.
You don't clap at Temple. 14 minutes of standing ovations in Temple.
Oh, Baruch Hatam.
Okay, I think we did. I think we covered a lot. I'm excited to get back into more drama with the movie again.
Me too.
Next week.
We're going to see the movie.
We need to also talk about TV at one point with House of Dragons. I also started watching Industry. Have you guys watched that? HBO Max?
I do want to watch that. I hear really good things.
I can't stop watching it, but I have mixed emotions about it, which we can reserve for another day. And you know what else is coming back? Abbott Elementary coming back.
Oh, have you watched all of it?
The first season.
There's only one season.
There's only one season. Oh. Second season is coming September, the end of September.
Interesting. Okay.
Very excited. But anyway, we have to talk about that. Who are we sending to the Cayman Islands?
Harry Styles, I think, right?
Hundo P.
Yeah. Who did we talk about first? The queen, not her. Harry Styles.
No, the queen in our
Harry
hearts.
Windsor or Harry Styles?
Harry Styles.
Which
Harry
British?
Styles.
Styles is going. Okay. He should have looked at Olivia Wilde at least once.
I agree. Yeah. He should have been
even if you did break up
cordial.
With her. Even if you broke up with her, still fucked up.
Harry, we will send you your Delta Comfort Plus ticket and please be on the next flight out.
Yeah, don't spit on anyone while you're sitting down on the plane.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
And you can follow me at Jordana Abraham. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. We'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.